do. But more importantly, we have to trust women, specifically women of color, when they're bringing their issues to the table and wondering what they can do moving forward.
That was such a loaded answer, and I want to talk about all of those things forever, but we'll have to do that at a different time because so much time today. I definitely want to talk about what happened in Milwaukee County with the county employees at the end of the year last year. There was an administrative issue that happened where they lost access to their health insurance benefits, and it blew up. It was all over the news. It got a lot of press. What happened? How did you fix it? And what does that experience teach you about running a statewide healthcare system?
Well, I want to be very clear. No Milwaukee County employee lost health care during that time. And we are actually self-insured. So we actually pay out all of our claims. The contract that lapsed was actually the administrative contract because we don't hire those individuals to actually file the claims with each hospital system. And so when we found out that one of our employees, a director level employee, was not following the county ordinance that we had in place, we took swift action, right? We not only let go of that employee, we actually started working with the Milwaukee County Board, the comptroller, to make sure that we're putting processes in place to make sure that these types of things don't happen. Because we've learned that even prior to my administration, it's not the first time that a contract had lapsed. And so we are bringing more transparency to this system. But again, no one lost insurance. We made sure to tackle the issue, and we're putting in place the even greater processes and procedures in place to make sure that not only the board but the public knows what's happening with all of our contracts moving forward.
Transparency. I love it.
Well, they have to be transparent.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about healthcare workforce, because it's really collapsing in this state. Yeah. We're losing nurses, physicians, midwives. We can't train enough people fast enough to replace the members of our healthcare team who are leaving. What's your plan to recruit and retain healthcare workers, especially in underserved communities, both urban and rural?
Well, that's a great question, because we have to create the pipeline, right? And this is also how we can help lower costs and bring more competition into the field, right? And so we have to do a much better job, particularly working with our young people at the high schools, right? Mm. How do we create dual enrollment programs through our technical colleges, through our university systems, to make sure that our young people have access to a career that's going to pay them a decent amount, but also give them the opportunity to give back to their community in some type of capacity? And so we have to be really intentional on that. When we look at healthcare, right, you know, this is one of the growing industries that we have, right? But we know that there's not a lot of access. And so how do we also provide the dollars that many of our students need to actually get through college, right? Let's face it, what happened at the federal level, how they're capping student loans, is really going to hinder a lot of people who live in low-income communities, rural communities, of entering the healthcare field. And so the state of Wisconsin, we need to step up, working with our university systems, working with our tech colleges, to make sure that we can lower the cost of schooling so we can get more nurses, more doctors out into the field. And that's going to be extremely important, because it's also around mental health as well, right? I want to see, the part of my plan is to make sure that we have navigators in all 72 counties across the state. We're extremely lucky in Milwaukee County to have an imperfect system here. But when you think about La Crosse, you think about Wausau, you think about, you know, Marinette, Green Bay, they don't have the same type of access. They got to go to Winnebago, which could be anywhere between 2 to 6 hours away. Mm-hmm. And so we need to make sure that we can give people that help, that 24-hour crisis help, before it becomes a tragedy. And so it's extremely, extremely important that as we talk about healthcare, that we're focusing on that pipeline.
That was artful, because that's actually my last healthcare related question for you, which is about mental health care and substance abuse issues. And we know that these things are grossly undertreated. We just don't have providers. People just can't get access. And it is costing lives. So how do we pay for it? That's always the big question. Where do the dollars come from?
You know, When it comes to healthcare, being a county executive, I don't just talk about it. We've been able to act, right? So when it comes down to substance use, we've been able to capture the most amount of money from the opioid settlement, close to $100 million. And many communities across the state have these dollars, but aren't quite sure exactly how to allocate these dollars. You have to create partnerships. So if you don't have the providers, or you don't have those people who have the experience to provide the mental health support? How do we work with our hospital systems? How do we partner with some community-based organizations or peer support organizations to help provide the type of relief that many of our residents are looking for across the state? And so we have a very unique partnership here in Milwaukee County, where Ascension Wisconsin, Advocate of Rural, Children's Wisconsin, as well as Frater, they're paying 50% of the operating costs of our mental health emergency center. There's no reason why we can't do this across the entire state, because we know that our emergency rooms becomes the last place of resort. And so in order to lower costs for these hospital systems, how about we create these levels of partnerships to make sure that we have adequate providers available? But again, we have to create that pipeline, right? We need more mental health providers. We need more psychologists, school counselors, social workers to make sure that those partnerships can become a reality. But I would also go a step further and say, the partnerships with the schools, community schools, they can be that one-stop shop, right? Especially in our rural communities, right? You can go there, not just drop your child off when it comes down to their education, but how can you get your mental health support? Be able to see your provider, right? To make sure that you're focusing on what you need to focus on in order for you and your family to get ahead.
It's all connected.
It's all connected.
Yeah, I hear you saying partnerships. I hear you saying the schools and the healthcare organizations. And really, that's the key, is working together for the greater good.
You know, we can't continue to do the exact same thing, right? Mm-hmm. You know, if there's one thing that we need to change here in the state of Wisconsin, it's actually the status quo. And so we need to be bold. We need to think outside the box and bring more people to the table and lift up their voices to be a part of the solution.
That's right. Okay, one more question for you.
Okay.
We've got this giant, diverse group of folks running to be the governor of Wisconsin. How do you set yourself apart? Is it your record, your vision, your ability to execute that makes you the best choice? What is it, David Crawley?
You know, we have great candidates, you know, who've all done great work in their prospective roles. But the one thing none of the candidates have done, which I have experienced, is running government. You know, I've had to negotiate with a hostile Republican legislature, and every single time I've won. I've had to, you know, fight with the Trump administration, and every single time I have won. And what sets me apart at the end of the day is that, you know, I've always been a coalition builder, you know, and so even though I work and represent Milwaukee County, we have built coalitions with rural communities, suburban communities all across this state, because we're all having the same problems. The solutions may look different, but we all need to advocate with one another. And so for me, what makes me much more different is what I actually bring to the table, because I actually have receipts. I'm the only candidate in this race with this type of experience. And I'm the only candidate in this race that run government, served in the state legislature, and started off as a staffer. So I really know how the sausage is really made. And I'm going to make sure that I'm bringing all of those experiences, all of those relationships to the governor's office, which makes me ready on day one to deliver results for the 6 million residents that call Wisconsin home.
Experience, coalition building, partnerships, I love it. David Crawley, thank you for spending a little time with me today.
Anytime. Thank you for having me.
Hey, where can people find you if they're looking online, if they're looking on socials? How do they find you?
You can definitely visit our website at Crawley4WI.com, but on all of our social media platforms, at Crawley, F-O-R-W-I. And so please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, whatever social media platform you use. And if you want to learn more about the Badger Basics, visit the website.
Perfect. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, if you found this conversation valuable, like it, share it, hit the bell so you don't miss what's coming next. We've got more conversations ahead with super fun people about healthcare politics and other cool stuff. You don't want to miss it. See you next time.